Now listening to Dope as Fuck with your host, Doughboy Fresh.
What's going on, everybody? This is Doughboy Fresh and welcome to Dope as Fuck. So, to kind of commemorate Biggie's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination, I decided to run down my top five Bad Boy albums of all time. Understand, Dope as Fuck is about the fans' perspective, nothing more. Be it myself, Bleez, Gio, or Sid, ultimately we're just trying to provoke discussion. With that being said, let's get into my top five Bad Boy albums of all time. At number five, Black Rob, Life Story. Now, I always thought BR was one of the more underrated artists of his era. I think people forget the circumstances surrounding Bad Boy at the time, post-Biggie, post-Mace. It was tumultuous to say the least, and most counted him out, but BR held it down. In my opinion, Life Story is a fringe classic. A-sides like Whoa and Espacio hit their marks. B-sides like Can I Live and Muscle Game hit their marks. But if you want to hear BR at his best, listen to You Don't Know Me, Jasmine, and I Dare You. These songs round out a pretty dope album and cement his legacy as one of rap's premier storytellers. The album was both a critical and commercial success and has since gone on to sell 1 million records. At number four, Mace, Harlem World. A couple weeks back, I caught his Rap Radar interview and decided to revisit Harlem World. And I'm not gonna lie, it's aged well. This, too, is a fringe classic. Caters mostly to his female audience, but there's enough B-side action here to satisfy hardcore Murder Mace fans. Take What's Yours, The Player's Way, and Wanna Act all hit their marks, but the real gem here is 24 Hours to Live featuring The Lox, DMX, Black Rob, and Puff. It's one of my all-time favorite posse cuts. The album was both a critical and commercial success and has since gone on to sell 5 million records. At number 3, Puff Daddy and the Family, No Way Out. Almost produced entirely by the Hitmen, executive produced by Big, this album is monumental for a couple reasons. It establishes Puff as a bona fide superstar, it establishes Mace as a bona fide superstar, and sets the table for the Lox and Black Rob. It's a classic, despite it not meeting my personal criteria for what a classic album should be. I am of the opinion that a classic album should have A-plus content, and A-plus production. It should have little to no filler and be groundbreaking in some capacity. No Way Out checks all the boxes except for filler. There are 3-4 tracks on this album it could really do without, but the standout tracks are hot enough to offset those shortcomings. Victory, Been Around the World, Young G's, I Love You Baby, It's All About the Benjamins, I'll Be Missing You and Can't Nobody Hold Me Down are all major. The album was both a critical and commercial success and has since gone on to sell 7 million records. At number 2, the Notorious B.I.G., Ready to Die. When I think about Ready to Die, I think about how it defined an era. I think about the mid-90s New York Renaissance and how it helped revitalize East Coast hip-hop. This album is a for sure classic and in my top 5 all time. Tracks like Warning, The What, Juicy, Big Papa, and Unbelievable all stand out, but mostly serve as change of pace. Tracks like Things Done Change, Ready to Die, Everyday Struggle, Respect, and Suicidal Thoughts are autobiographical and reinforce the album's recurring theme. 25 years later and the Ready to Die formula still reverberates. The album was both a critical and commercial success and has since gone on to sell 6 million records. At number 1, the Notorious B.I.G., Life After Death. Released in the wake of Big's tragic passing, Life After Death picks up where Ready to Die left off. The two-disc opus is widely considered a masterpiece and is the greatest rap album of all time, in my opinion. Production credits include The Hitmen, obviously, DJ Premier, Havoc, Easy Mo B, Buckwild, KG, DJ Clark Kent, and the RZA. It features the likes of R. Kelly, The Lox, Jay-Z, Angela Winbush, Mace, Puff Daddy, Bone Thugs and Harmony, 112, Lil' Kim, Too Short, Carl Thomas, and DMC. Songs like Somebody's Gotta Die, Niggas Bleed, and I Got a Story to Tell showcase Big's ability to paint pictures with words. On Kicking the Door, Last Day, Ten Crack Commandments, and Long Kiss Goodnight, he channels the nicest MC and even takes aim at his rivals. Hypnotized, More Money, More Problems, and Sky's the Limit dominated airwaves and solidified his spot as rap's main attraction. 22 years later, Life After Death stands the test of time. The album was both a critical and commercial success and has since gone on to sell 11 million records. That's all for today. Peace and love. Be sure to subscribe and comment. I'm out.